Now, we can bring in Jacob Saul, the author of The Reckoning, Financial Accountability and the Rise and Fall of Nations, Professor of History and Accounting at the University of Southern California. Thank you for joining us.
Thanks so much. It's great to be here.
We got a message here, if I can start on this. Isn't the blame on the EU for expanding the Eurozone beyond their means? So often we look at this from Greece's point of view. But we should feel, of course, bad for many of the Greek people who find themselves wrapped up in all this. And should the EU be taking greater accountability?
Oh, gosh. I mean, first of all, for the Greek people, remember, first, they have had a very bad deal from their own country, from their own government, from their own companies, which is why the country's in this mess. And then, of course, the EU has turned around and imposed quite remarkable austerity measures on the Greeks, and we see no positive outcome right now for the Greek people in the near future. So it's tough, very tough.
I mean, you visited Greece and took part in a nationally broadcast panel discussion in Athens last year. Can you tell us a bit about that experience and the kind of local sensibility that you were able to gauge?
Yeah, I mean, it was really fascinating. I was startled at Greek companies. I mean, there are lots of incredibly talented people in Greece. And I met many intelligent people in the government and companies. But what sort of became apparent to me was that Greece did not have a long and functioning tradition of financial transparency, either in companies, which don't trust the government, individuals, which don't trust the government, and the government itself doesn't like to be transparent ever. And so one of the things that was fascinating is, as I talked to people from, you know, all sides of the political spectrum and at different levels in business and political life, everyone warned me against having financial transparency. And I said, wow, you know, this is an essential element for any functioning modern economy, and yet the Greeks don't like it. I think that they have a lot of work to do. And remarkably, that simple thing, which is keeping good account books, for example, in their government and publishing those books, would do an enormous amount for confidence from the EU, from investors, and from their own citizens.
Yeah, it's an amazing insight that you had in conversation with the Secretary General for Public Revenue, Katerina Savaidou, for example, and the inside track that you've been able to get makes you a very valuable commentator on this for us this morning. But I just wonder, I mean, having debt is not unique to Greece. Are there any other issues that we should be thinking about, especially in learning lessons from this crisis? I mean, could any country potentially suffer from these pitfalls?
All right. Well, you know, Greece is very particular because they got into so much trouble. I mean, their banks were up to no good. The government was hiding massive debts. There's unbelievable corruption. I mean, they really don't have what I would call a modern, accountable, functioning government. So this is the problem in Greece. But there are countries like Portugal, which got into a lot of trouble with debt and overspending. But Portugal, believe it or not, has a much more modern governmental system than the Greeks, and they have looked to reform their government accounting system. And by doing so, they've gained much credit in the financial markets, and also it makes it so that it's much harder for them to get bad terms like the Greeks have gotten. The Greek debt, if you put it on the market, they say it's around $318 billion, I think it's dollars. That debt is going to mature over 40 years at less than 2%. So over the next 40 years, that debt won't be worth that much money. So if it were sold in the market of bonds or an actual capitalistic market, the debt's not so big. But the Germans and the Europeans have just decided that that number is going to stay where it is. So the Greeks have gotten a terrible deal. The Portuguese, on the other hand, reformed themselves, and their deal is looking a lot better. So the advice to these emerging countries that are having a tough time is use very good international accounting standards, IPSIS if possible, and that will make your books transparent, but it will also give you moral authority with investors and other governments when you're negotiating. I don't know if that's clear, but
well,
clarity will bring more clarity.
it sounds straightforward, and it's surprising if you were able to articulate in such fashion that that your advice has not obviously been quite heeded yet with the bleak picture that you've portrayed this morning for us. But thank you very much for giving us that insight.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate it.
Jacob Saul's book, you can check out, The Reckoning, Financial Accountability and the Rise and Fall of Nations. He's also a professor of history and accounting at the University of Southern California.